KJAN Sports. It's time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Atlantic boys swimming team competed in a district meet at Indianola Saturday and came away with a fifth place team finish as the Trojans' Damon Miller won the 100 freestyle event and also was fourth in the 200 freestyle. Aaron McAndrews was seventh in the 50 freestyle for Atlantic. Times were of extra importance Saturday as they were compiled in Des Moines for all the district meets around the state to determine the top 24 in each event that qualifies for the state meet. Damon Miller qualified for state for the second straight year and was the only qualifier for Atlantic as he ended up with the 15th fastest time in the 200 freestyle and was 14th fastest in the 100 freestyle. A high school wrestling tournament, postseason tournament, got underway Saturday. The Atlantic Cam wrestling team had a successful day in a sectional wrestling meet at Winterset Saturday in Class 2A as the Trojans finished second to Creston and earned a trip to the regional dual team competition next week. They also had seven wrestlers finish in the top two to advance to districts next Saturday at Atlantic High School in their pursuit to get to the state tournament. The wrestlers that will compete at districts next week include Cole Hansen, Carter Cox, Chase McLaren, Zach Stork, Drake Roller, Keegan Hosfeldt, and John McConkie. Also, Hosfeldt earned his 100th career win on Saturday. Creston, the team champ, 261 was their total. Atlantic with 231 points was the runner-up in that sectional meet on Saturday. Among those for Atlantic, Cole Hansen, we mentioned at 106, he was the champion at that weight class. Carter Cox, the champ at 113 pounds. Chase McLaren won the 120 title. Also for Atlantic Cam on Saturday, Zach Stork was the runner-up at 182, Drake Roller the runner-up at 195, Hosfeldt the runner-up at 220, and McConkie was the champ at 285 pounds. Also in a sectional at Glenwood, Glenwood won the meet with 239.5 points. Harlan with 202 was the runner-up, both those teams advancing on from that meet. Also in Class 1A wrestling sectional meets over the weekend, in a sectional at Guthrie Center, it was Ogden and Guthrie Center finishing 1-2 in that meet. Blaine Beeler of Guthrie Center, the champ at 106. Also some other champions from around the region include Brock Beeler of Guthrie Center at 126th. Logan Sherman of Guthrie Center at 138 won the title. Also in at Cade Sewer of Guthrie Center won the 220-pound class as well. Another meet held over in Oakland at Riverside High School was AHSTW and Riverside, finishing 1-2 in the team competition. Audubon, Exira, EHK, and Tri-Center round out the top five. Among the individual qualifiers at 106, Gabe Smith of Riverside was the champ. Tatum Blummel of Riverside, the champ at 113. Drake Partridge of AHSTW was the champ at 120, with Trevor Nelson of Tri-Center the runner-up. At 126, Joel Becerra of AHSTW was the champ. Kane Francois of AHSTW wins at 132, with Sean Swain of Griswold the runner-up. Jay Heine of AHSTW the champ at 138. Mason Rasmussen of Exira EHK was the runner-up. At 145, Jake Mulford of Audubon the champ. Austin Malloy of Exira EHK the runner-up. At 152, Jacob Dickinson of Griswold was the champ, and Cole Burns of Exira EHK was the runner-up. At 160, Dustin Engel of AHSTW the champ. Dustin Andreessen of Audubon was runner-up. At 170, Tim Barr of AHSTW the champion, and Matthew Smith-Peterson of Audubon placed second. At 182, Dylan Manhart of Tri-Center was the champ, and Joey Wolf of Woodbine the runner-up. At 195, Lane Ring of Exira EHK was the champ. Eric Jorgensen of AHSTW was the runner-up. At 220, Denton Hendricks of Riverside wins, and Caden Larson of AHSTW the runner-up. And at 285, Coy Maher of Riverside was the champ, and Isaiah Taylor of Audubon was the second-place finisher. Also in a sectional in 1A at Trainer Saturday, Logan Magnolia and Missouri Valley were the top two teams, and they dominated on most of the champions and runners-up as well in that meet. Now, the Athletic Association released the dual team wrestling assignment Saturday night after Saturday's sectional qualifying. The Atlantic Cam wrestling team will be in a semifinal match with Glenwood that'll be hosted at Creston. Creston OM will host Perry in the other semifinal. Harlan travels to Sergeant Bluff Luton for a semifinal, with the other semi at that site featuring Spirit Lake and MOC Floyd Valley. Dual team competition takes place tomorrow evening, starting at 6 o'clock. In Class 1A, area teams competing include AHSTW, Guthrie Center, Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, and Riverside. AHSTW will face OABCIG in the semifinals at Westwood, while Westwood will host Hinton in the other semi. Logan Magnolia is a host site. They'll take on Guthrie Center in the semis, while Missouri Valley will battle Riverside in the other semifinal at that location. Also from Saturday in high school basketball, Hawkeye 10 Conference boys play. It was Atlantic over Creston 78-60 as Ryan Hawkins filled it up. He had 45 points, setting an Atlantic boys single game scoring record in that effort. Also in the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beat Central Decatur 58-51, Missouri Valley over Underwood 64-61. In girls Saturday hoops from the Hawkeye 10, Atlantic over Creston 68-43. Denison fell to Sergeant Bluff Luton 61-48. Well, the fifth-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes are alone at the top of the Big Ten standings. The Hawkeyes raced away to a 20-point second-half lead as they went on to cruise to a 77-65 win at Illinois. The duo of Adam Woodbury and Peter Jock helped to be key in the second half as Jock finished with 23 points. Woodbury had 10 points and 14 rebounds. The senior center was 5 of 6 from the field and says the guards set him up.
I rely on those guys to give me easy looks. And when they attack the hoop, they're so aggressive and they're so talented that either the guy helps to take their shot away, they can dump it to me, or they go and score it themselves. So they're very tough guards to try to handle down there.
Jared Utoff also had a double-double with 18 points and 12 rebounds as Iowa out-rebounded Illinois 43-32, and the Hawks had a 26-6 edge in second-chance points. Iowa's now 10-1 in the Big Ten, and they'll visit Indiana on Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, every time we step on the court and we get another win, the next game becomes even bigger. And so that's very true for our next upcoming game with Indiana. We've got a big target on our back, and they're going to be ready for us, but we're also going to be ready for them. Have a great game plan set up for them and try to execute perfection.
Well, the Hawkeyes are 19-4 overall on the season. Elsewhere in the top 25 on Sunday, Shake Milton had 22 points and Nick Moore 17 is number 12 SMU, a 92-58 rout over struggling South Florida. Also number 17 Miami beat Georgia Tech 75-68, and 16th ranked Oregon had an easy time beating Utah 76-66. Well, Denver's defense was pretty nifty in Super Bowl 50. The Broncos' defense had powered Denver all season, and for one final game, the Broncos' defense carried Denver to its third Super Bowl triumph, 24-10 over the mistake-prone Carolina Panthers. In what could have been his final game, 39-year-old Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning did just enough to manage the victory to give him a 2-2 record lifetime in Super Bowls. This was Manning's 200th career victory. Manning was 13 of 23 for 141 yards and one interception. That was enough for him to outplay Carolina quarterback Cam Newton, who struggled all game. Newton finished 18 of 41 for 265 yards, no touchdowns, and one interception. He fumbled twice, leading directly to two touchdowns, and was sacked six times. One of Newton's fumbles was recovered in the end zone by Malik Jackson for the first touchdown of the game that gave Denver a fast 10-0 lead. His final fumble led to C.J. Anderson's clinching three-yard touchdown run with 3:08 left. Special teams did their part for Denver as Jordan Norwood set up Brandon McManus's 33-yard field goal with the longest punt return in Super Bowl history, a 61-yard scamper down the sideline. The game was no artistic beauty, that's for sure. It featured just two offensive touchdowns, 18 penalties, six combined turnovers, and 12 sacks. The Broncos won despite managing just 11 first downs. Denver's now won three Super Bowls. They won back-to-back in 1998 and 99 with John Elway at the helm. They added Super Bowl 50 with Elway as Denver's vice president of football operations and general manager. Carolina's now 0-2 in Super Bowls. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.